Okay, we're going to start. Unfortunately, we have to kick people out. It's not our choice. But next one is by this guy. I don't know him personally. Maybe you know him. And it's about native OCI container support in systemd.
Okay. Hi, I'm Leonard Puttering. I work at this startup called Immutable. And yeah, I want to talk about native OCI support in systemd. As you might know, systemd is the service manager that kind of is what most of the distributions these days use. OCI, well, I'm in the container dev room. I don't think I have to explain what that is. Yeah, to elaborate a little bit, though, it's three different things. There, first of all, is the OCI image format, like the official name that this is specified in is OCI image specification. There's the runtime format, which is defined in the OCI runtime specification, and then there's the invocation interface, right? So if people just say OCI, they usually mean, depending on the context, one of these things, but there's these three things. Like, and particularly the last one is kind of annoying because there's no specification of it, but yeah, it also exists. Something I wanted to say is OCI already exists in systemd. Not many people know this, there has been for a while systemd nspawn dash dash OCI bundle, and you can specify a OCI bundle. A OCI bundle is usually not the thing that most people who deal with OCI and Dockerstar containers come in contact with, because that is the runtime spec thing, but it has been there for years actually, and you can make it work, but we never advertised this, and yeah, so nobody really knows it. It only covers the second of these specs. Yeah, not well known, not much used, but yeah, it's also not too useful because yeah, it won't help you with actually acquiring the image that you can actually run this way. So it's kind of in a chain of things how you get a container to run. It's like the middle thing. We left the first thing open. So it already exists, not too useful, but yeah. It's probably not even the right place to expose it, because OCI containers are mostly understood as being this single service thing, right? Like where you run one daemon inside of a OCI container and that's it. Systemd nspawn is this container tool which is mostly focused on running entire systems, right? Like not just one service, but many, like the kind where you SSH in, the kind that systemd runs in. I mean, this is not strictly that way. This is more by convention because that's the intended use case. You could also do the single service thing. But yeah, so it's philosophically the wrong place. It's not technically the wrong place. So why even do this? Like. I'm not a fan of the OCI format. Like, I think it's like the way how this all is put together is just tarballs, and the reproducible and the reproducibility, the cryptographic semantics of it are very, let's say, uninspired. Like, even when it was created, it was like, I don't know. Like, I live in this world where you care about attestation, where you have verified everything, where you have offline secure images, where DM Verity and these kind of things. So if I look at OCI, I don't really see much interesting. But then again, it's certainly widely used, right? Like everybody who does something with IT these days in Linux comes into contact with OCIs sooner or later. So might not be a great format, but it's certainly widely used. In a way, it's in systemd we deal with services, with system services, and they are mostly written, like you have a unit file and then you have some files on disk and that's it. So they are an alternative service format, if you so will. Systemd in many ways already does most of the hard parts, like of the more complex part that you need to run a container, because service management and container management, not that different, right? Like it's also, you end up creating namespaces all the time. You need put everything in a C group. You do resource management for them. There is like the differences between service management, which is probably more a local thing, and a service thing. Like it's a blurry distinction. All the tough stuff has already been addressed anyway. By making OCI stuff natively like supported in systemd, we get better integration with all these things, right? Like, because you can just use systemd and then you can deploy your OCI stuff on it, and you can immediately use system control, these kind of things, to actually enumerate containers, and they're just going to be a service like everything else. So I also see it as a stepping stone to do new stuff that does not exist in the OCI world, or at least is not common in the OCI world so far. Because in systemd, we are big on doing measurements of the stuff we do, like TPM stuff, getting event logs and things like this. So if systemd generally defines the semantics, like in which PCRs things are being done and how we do the measurements in the first place, if we have OCI containers as a native concept in systemd, we can, like, all of that opens up completely natural, right? We can measure the OCI services as they happen, and can have it in the TPM event log, and there is no, it's just that, right? Like, nobody has to think about this. There's a couple of other things, like, you know, the way how OCI containers currently always do username spacing. I'm not going to explain what username spacing is. I hope some of you at least know it. Let's just say I'm not a big fan how this is currently done, because it involves SUID binaries and static allocations of UID ranges. I don't think it's a scalable way to do these things, and provides, because they don't dynamically allocate these things, the individual containers are not as separated, not isolated as I think they should be. And systemd, we have come up with different concepts around foreign, like the foreign UID space, basically, where you can have the ownership of a container on disk be exclusively by these foreign UIDs, and then when you actually spawn the container, you get a transient runtime UID range assigned, and then we map between those two, which in my view is much nicer, because it basically means that the UIDs are never persisted to disk, the transient ones, and you have full isolation of the runtime objects, like the way how it should be, because after all, UID-based isolation is kind of the most fundamental of isolations that we have on Unix, and hence there is a lot of value in it to be properly, like, being properly able to isolate the containers with that as well. And also, you know, for deployments, it's kind of relevant that you can have this all a little more dynamic, right? Like, because you might want to be able to pack a lot of containers onto the same node, but still make sure that they're all nicely isolated and have this in a scalable fashion. So, yeah. Anyway, so this is the reason why I think this makes a lot of sense, right? Integration, isolation, and for us it acts as a stepping stone of doing so much more, like measurements and things like this. By the way, I have very little time, so ideally I always do my talk so that we can do questions right away, but with 20 minutes I'm not sure how we're going to do this, so I'm going to rush through this, and maybe we can do the questions afterwards in the hallway. As mentioned, like, some parts of OCI we have been doing and have been doing for years, but nobody knows about them. Something that I have implemented recently is support for downloading OCIs, like the support for the OCI image format. This is the PR. I hope the intention is to get this merged in the current cycle, so that it shows up in the next version. What it basically does is, like, it allows you to download OCI and have it dropped into a directory, and then you can spawn it via nspawn or as a systemd service. Works unprivileged and all these kind of nice things. So it's very close to being merged. How will this feel like? There's this import control tool. It has been there for a while. You just specify the container name, how you would do it for Docker, and then it ends up there, and you can just run it. On the lower level, it turns the layering stuff that OCI is built from into something we call .mstack. I would love to explain what that is, but I don't think we have the time here. Just let's say it's a powerful new feature. It's independent of OCI that allows you to really nicely put together overlay FS stuff and encode that in the file system itself. Then there's the other thing, the OCI runtime format. This is, as mentioned, the thing that systemd nspawn does already, but again, probably not in the right place. It's the stuff once it landed on disk, how you have the bundles there, and now you want to run them. As mentioned, systemd nspawn can do this. The work from A sets everything up so that nspawn works, but there's a scope mismatch. The idea is that we're going to have a new tool called systemd OCI that's just going to read these bundles and turn them into systemd services natively, so that, yeah, you just first with import control you download the thing, and then with systemd OCI just run it as a regular service like any other. Then the first part is that I listed earlier was the invocation interface, right, like the run C command line compatibility. Yeah, the same thing that systemd OCI is supposed to be the multi-call binary. Systemd OCI does not exist yet. I did not put together PR, but ultimately it's going to be, I mean, trivial is a nice word. It's not going to be trivial, but it's going to be relatively simple because we already have, first of all the nspawn can already parse all this, and then we have systemd run, which already can run this stuff. So it's just about putting things together we already have in a different way. So with putting these three things together, we have the complete OCI support, right? Like you can take it, download it, you can run it and show up as a systemd service. You can do resource management, logging, all of this will be integrated with the rest. The next thing would then hooking up with Kubernetes, but my time's not there for this. So I actually managed to go through this pretty quickly. So actually we do have time for questions. So let's do questions. I'm kind of amazed that this was so quick.
The EROFS work that's going on in OCI looks quite relevant to your interest. So you're going to be looking at supporting EROFS images.
Okay, so the question was, I don't have to repeat this now, right? Like, because you actually have a Mac. This is definitely interesting to us, but I think we want something even stronger, because we want, like for our case, we want the Verity stuff, right? Like we care about offline security, and putting a naked EROFS into the OCI stuff is nice, and it's pinned by the hash already, but we kind of want it also that it can be pinned by the Verity root hash that the kernel then understands, because that is useful. Because then the kernel can do the measurements and things like this, and we get the proper setup. So, yeah, I think it's going into the right direction. I don't think it's going far enough. In the way I see it is that ultimately we probably want something that we call the DDIs, which are basically disk images that are carry the EROFs, carry a Verity data thing, and carry the little JSON that has the signature of it, and that's kind of what I want to focus on.
For OCI downloads, will you support all the authentication plugins? It's not in the spec, but you need to have all of these binaries for every cloud to be able to authenticate.
Yeah.
It's trivial, right?
It's trivial, you know.
There seems to be some kind of overlap with Podman. Is there some synergy or some work together between Podman team and what you are doing on systemd?
So I think I had trouble understanding everything, but my understanding was that it was a question about Podman.
Overlaps
and
with
synergies.
Podman, and if there is some synergy with Podman.
Podman exists, certainly. Podman does different things, right? Like it's a Docker-like interface. And wrap around RunC. The stuff that I see is mostly that whatever we're doing here is kind of replacing for the RunC part, so that ideally you could run Podman on top of it if you care about Docker-like semantics. So if that is an explanation.
I don't think we care about Docker-like semantics at all here.
Sorry?
I don't think we care about Docker-like semantics at all here. But are you going to replace the kubelet, basically, in the future? Is it on your roadmap?
I'm not a Kubernetes person. I'm a low-level OS person. There's definitely going to be a hook up to this. How this precisely looks like, we'll have to see. I'm not going to work on this because I'm not a Kubernetes person. Let's just say we want to make sure this is nicely integrated in the end, right? So that the end goal definitely is you have systemd, you can run the containers on the lower level, and then you put Kubernetes on top, and you can use the classic Kubernetes stuff. But you don't need anything else, right? Like you have those two components, and
okay.
That's just it.
Follow up on that then, do you have any plans for integration with Spiffy and or Spire, the whole framework there?
We founded a company, as you might know. And this is certainly a topic that has come up a lot, so we will have something there, I guess. But I'm not going to talk too much about our plans, but we are very well aware of these kind of things, and we think they should be something that we can do in the West itself, because they are concepts that are not specific to containers and things like this for the whole West.
So I've been finding myself in a situation of rebuilding a lot of these tools. I worked on Docker early on. I'm now building a container management on top of systemd, but systemd is optional, which means that I'm now reproducing a lot of parts of systemd, and the main reason is because I don't want to be tied to Linux. So if you're going to support virtual machines and you're also going to support containers, what are your thoughts of decoupling systemd from Linux?
No. I don't know, systemd is using Linux APIs, and that's the only reason why it can do what it can do. It uses C groups and SecRomp and all these things.
APIs in the kernel just so we make it.
Look at this guy. I'm working with him all the time. He's a Linux kernel guy. He implements all the wishes that I have. This is not going to happen with any other operating system.
The parts that are actually reasonable.
Yeah. No. There are illusions in the wider community that you could do all this stuff completely abstract and that POSIX or whatever is sufficient for this. I'm not a believer in this, right? The semantical shortcomings of POSIX, the basic concepts are just so terrible, like a PID. No, that's just, yeah, you can't do this. Anyway, something else?
Tell us how you really feel.
Hi, I have a question, because we already will have containers running and isolated, but what about networking for the containers? I'm not sure if you hear.
Can you repeat this?
I have a question. How will the networking side work there inside the containers?
So the question was regarding the networking side. That's a good question. We're going to add a little bit of infrastructure there. We founded this company, and we talked about this recently. So we'll have something there. Let's just say... it already, systemd already has some kind of integration that you can have your own network namespace and things like this and hook it up with some certain things. It's not nice right now to hook this up with networking that is independent of the container, because you have to do a lot of manual steps right now. We'll certainly make this cleaner, so that there's a concept for making this possible.
Very recently I was looking into...
Okay, my time's up. Thank you, everyone. If you have further questions, just use outside.